You're listening to the audio production of Wildflower Falls by Denise Hunter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jessica Holton.
1. Charlotte Simpson had never stalked a man before. She freely admitted to the social media stalking of an ex-boyfriend or two. In high school, she'd once sat outside her boyfriend's home to see if Mindy Miller was really only dropping off brownies for his sick mother. She wasn't. But Charlotte had never stooped to peeping out a barn window, the rubber rings of the binoculars pressing into her eye sockets. She turned the focus knob. Gavin Robinson walked toward the leveled rectangle of land that would soon support her new stable. His jeans were faded and speckled with, she fine-tuned the focus. Paint? Drywall mud? Something construction-y? He squatted, inspecting one of the footers on the western edge of the space. Rogue nickered from the pasture outside the window, wanting her attention, but she couldn't pull her gaze from the man 100 yards away. She adjusted the eyepieces for a better fit. Gavin had aged a little since she'd seen him last, but then he hadn't had an easy life. He'd been way ahead of her in school, 8 years maybe. That would make him 35-ish. Charlotte was closer in age to his sister, Avery. She'd been a senior when Charlotte was a freshman. Their brother, Cooper, had also already graduated by then. They'd never run in the same circles, but everyone knew the Robinsons. They had a good name in the community. They stuck together like paint on a barn and were always willing to lend a hand. Avery ran Riverbend Gap's medical clinic, Cooper was the county sheriff, and Gavin owned the construction company she'd hired to build her stable. When she'd entered his office on jello legs that warm April afternoon, she'd hoped to work with him personally. But his business partner and brother-in-law, Wes Garrett, was working the office that day, so he'd taken the project himself. Thus, this was her first real glimpse of Gavin since the big news. He stood, seemingly satisfied with the subcontractor's work, and did nothing more interesting than trek around the dirt rectangle. But since this was her first chance to observe him up close, observe. Yes, she liked that word much better. As soon as she got up the nerve, she would go out there and chat with him about the project. Her heart palpitated in her chest like a foaling mare's. She would tell him the footers of the foundation looked good, as if she knew. She would ask him what came next and what the schedule would be like, even though Wes had thoroughly covered that. It was hard to tell in that big, open space with the mountains rising behind him, but Gavin was tall, at least 6 feet. He was tanned from hours in the sun and built like a man of his trade. His black hair was shorter than she remembered, though the top was long enough that the warm May breeze toyed with it. She squinted as she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?